from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments as we speak in the FDA v. Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, a case challenging the abortion pill access. We're going to see if we can dip into that in just a little bit. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A night of spectacular saves by VGK goaltender Logan Thompson led to a huge road win for the Golden Knights. They were able to put a little distance between themselves and the St. Louis Blues for the final wildcard spot in the Western Conference. The Knights led 1-0 before giving up the equalizer late in the third. Thompson stonewalled Pavel Buchnevich on a penalty shot in overtime. Just moments later, Jonathan Marchessault ended it all with his team-leading 39th goal of the season. They now lead the Blues by 5 points with 11 games to play. No rest for the road weary as Vegas will be in Nashville this evening for a 5 o'clock face-off with the Predators. Lakers are in Milwaukee this evening. You can catch the early tip-off on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A couple of trouble spots on our Valley freeways right now. A new accident being reported at the Southern Beltway Interchange, eastbound 215, right where it meets up with I-15. Also coming in from the Northwest Valley, rounding the Rainbow Curve, US 95 southbound at Jones. We see that one on the right shoulder out of the travel lanes. More curiosity slowing than anything there, 95 southbound at Jones. All clear on I-15 and Summerlin Parkway right now. On the east side streets, watch the intersection of Pecos and Bonanza. Accident working there, too. Weather's going to look like yesterday. Sunny skies and afternoon highs that hover right around 70 degrees. It is 52 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was mesmerized by the Golden Knights last night. I watched almost 3 hours of that game, ending in overtime. It was absolutely wonderful the way it finished. And let's stop by the sports desk, Mark Thomas. Boy, what an amazing performance by Logan Thompson.
Oh, he's the reason. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously he didn't score the two goals that were necessary to win the game, but he kept them from being down 11-1. It seemed like. Spectacular saves all throughout the game, especially late in the third and particularly in overtime. Had to endure a penalty shot, and this shot was on goal. You remember this. I mean, it was almost like he had cat-like reflexes and gloved it like a first baseman.
No, it was amazing. This game, from start to finish, to me, had all the fixings of playoff hockey.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, it was great watching two really good teams go at it, but again, for playoff position.
Oh, yeah, and there's no question that St. Louis not only wanted it, but needed it, and in fact needed it a lot more than the Golden Knights. They came into the game trailing Vegas by four points. So a win would have put them within striking distance, you know, this week of actually catching them. Would have been nice to get the 2 points in preventing St. Louis from getting one, but you know, St. Louis can't afford to match points with us at this point. They are 5 points behind. VGK has 85. St. Louis now has 80. They did pick up a point, the participation trophy, for making it to overtime. So
I love the way you put that. Well, I love the way you put that. A participation trophy.
Yeah, I've never been. If you lose, you don't get anything. I don't really understand that, but it's cool. That's an argument I'll never win. St. Louis only has 10 games left. VGK has 11 games left, and that could make the difference. In fact, now the Golden Knights are closer to taking over the Nashville Predators than they are by being caught by the St. Louis Blues. They're only 3 points behind Nashville, who they play today, this evening.
Isn't that amazing? Now, having lived in that area, having lived both in St. Louis and in Nashville, it's a short flight. So my guess is the Golden Knights will be rested and ready to go tonight.
Well, I don't know about how rested. I believe they'll be ready to go. They've been playing good hockey. This is the first time they've won 3 straight games in a couple months, easily. I think it was December, perhaps, maybe early January. But this is the time to be playing the kind of hockey that they are playing, picking up a road win against a playoff-bound or a team that has hung right just on the doorstep of the playoffs in St. Louis. Last night was huge. And let's not forget, they can still catch the Kings. They're only 2 games behind the Kings.
Yeah.
2 points, rather.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. These final weeks are going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Mark, I know you're going to be watching all of it,
and
we'll keep folks posted.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Want to take you now to Washington. And the oral arguments dealing with the abortion pill, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is asking questions. They're talking about the abortion pill. Let's take you there live, fulfilling the promise of live and local. Here it is.
The respondents allege, as you've articulated them, are a conscience injury that they are being forced to participate in a medical procedure that they object to. And so the obvious common sense remedy would be to provide them with an exemption, that they don't have to participate in this procedure. And you say, and you've said here several times, that federal law already gives them that. So I guess then what they're asking for in this lawsuit is more than that. They're saying, because we object to having to be forced to participate in this procedure, we're seeking an order preventing anyone from having access to these drugs at all. And I guess I'm just trying to understand how they could possibly be entitled to that, given the injury that they have alleged.
I agree, Justice Jackson, and I do think it's relevant to standing. There's a profound mismatch here between the claimed injury and the remedy they were seeking. And, you know, you can almost think of this as a type of zone of interest kind of analysis. You know,
Elizabeth Preloger, the U.S. Solicitor General, answering the question.
Basically, tailor-made guard against the risk of that injury occurring, and instead they're reaching out and seeking to invoke rights under a different statute, the FDCA, that doesn't regulate them at all, that doesn't make them do or not do anything, and the relief that they're seeking would dramatically alter the approved conditions of use for mifepristone and affect women all around the nation simply because of this conscience injury that's already directly addressed by other protections.
Right, and if it wasn't addressed, then we would see this lawsuit and the remedy would be to exempt them. Right?
Yes. I mean, I think that one of the hard things about trying to tailor relief here is that they're asserting such a diffuse theory of injury that it's almost as though the only option was to grant a nationwide remedy of the kind the lower courts issued. And that runs counter to ordinary Article 3 principles of party-specific relief. But I just think it shows that there's something wrong with the theory of injury in the first place because it's so attenuated and because they claim they would need so much relief all over the country.
Let me ask you another question. In addition to the challenges that we have here, the respondents below challenged the FDA's initial decision to approve mifepristone in the year 2000. Of course, that occurred a very long time ago. The Fifth Circuit found that challenge wasn't timely because of the statute of limitations. As you're aware, in the context of another case we heard this term, the court is currently considering the statute of limitations issue. So setting aside standing, have you thought about how a ruling from this court on the statute of limitations in either direction might impact what happens in these kinds of cases with these kinds of challenges?
Yes, I think that it just reflects the stakes of the Corner Post case and provides a vivid example of the way that it might be possible if this court were to approve the request for a broader theory of the statute of limitations in that case, the way it could open the door to plaintiffs coming in and saying, well, I only became a doctor later, or I only started working in an emergency room later, and would try to unsettle longstanding agency actions that maybe occurred decades previously. I do want to say that I understand the Corner Post petitioner to have suggested maybe there would be equitable defenses that the government could raise in those kinds of cases. We would certainly want to raise that type of defense with respect to the approval of mifepristone, which I think has generated tremendous reliance interests and proven to be safe and effective over decades of use.
Elizabeth Preloger, the U.S. Solicitor General, they are the ones that argue before the U.S. Supreme Court. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, continued fallout, Trump legal peril. We'll give you the absolute latest on that.
Whatever happened to Bidenomics, we'll discuss what's really going on and how Trump can capitalize.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am.
Okay, Donald Trump was in New York yesterday when the word came down that his bond being posted in one of his cases, nearly half a billion dollars, was going to be reduced big time. The reason he was actually in New York was for the hush money case, the Stormy Daniels case. This is Donald J. Trump. This is cut number four, by the way. Cut four, guys. The hush money case should, according to Donald Trump, have been heard years ago. Here it is.
We're going through this weaponization of our government to try and knock out somebody's political opponent. And so far, based on the polls, it's not working at all. The people understand it. We have a man who just ruled they'd like the trial to start in 21 days or something. And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair. It's not fair at all. He knows that, too. He's a Democrat judge. He wants to do that because they're all trying to damage Trump as much as possible. It's having the reverse effect, but maybe someday it won't. I don't know. But it's having the reverse effect. It's a terrible, terrible precedent, a terrible thing to do. They could have started this when I left office. You could have gone back 3 years, more than that. When I left office, all of these things could have been started, so we wouldn't be quibbling over starting this week or that week or 2 days or 3 days. It wouldn't have mattered. This thing would have been over 2 years ago. They could have started. They should have never started because there's no case. If you read Andy McCarthy's piece, if you read Jonathan Turley's piece, if you read legal scholars all over the world, they say this DA case is a hoax and it's something that shouldn't have. It's not even a crime. They say there's no crime, and there is no crime. So I just say it's a sad day for this country when you have something like this. And remember the words, should have been started 3 years ago if they were going to start it at all. And then you wouldn't be quibbling over what week it's going to, and days. They're quibbling over days and hours. They wouldn't be quibbling at all. They never started it. And you know why they didn't start it? Because they didn't know I'd be running. And they didn't know how well I'd do.
Yeah, and needless to say, Donald J. Trump is leading in battleground states all across the country, including Nevada, including places like Arizona. Every time you think it's going to get worse, it gets better for Donald J. Trump. Hard to believe it, but it's true. More to come, by the way, coming up at the top of the hour, Eddie Hamilton, candidate for U.S. Senate. He's a perennial candidate for public office. He believes in public service, which is great. We'll get a chance to talk to Eddie Hamilton coming up in just a couple minutes. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As state treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday was an incredible day. Donald J. Trump had his bond reduced. He's still on the hook for a trial, which will happen sometime. We don't know exactly when. Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor. And one of the things I like about Andy McCarthy is he looks at issues like this through the prism of the law, not, you know, legislation, not none of that stuff. He looks at the law. And that, as a federal prosecutor, that's how he gauges what's right and what's wrong. Andy McCarthy talked about the case against Trump and how it's had problems from the very beginning. Here it is.
There's a lot of problems with this. It would take us an hour just to flush out all the problems with this case. But I think at bottom, it's ironic that Trump is being charged by Bragg with falsifying his business records, when I think the premise of this prosecution is a falsification. That is, Bragg is saying he's bringing a falsified business records prosecution. What he's actually trying to do is enforce federal campaign finance law, which he doesn't have any authority to do. And I think if he were being transparent about that, there would have been great outcry about it when the indictment came out. He's played his cards close to the vest from the beginning, because he doesn't want to come out and say that what he's trying to do is something that the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission, which are the two federal bureaucracies that are authorized to enforce the campaign finance laws, they looked at this case with respect to Trump and elected not to bring enforcement action, because I don't think this is a campaign finance matter. Bragg is going on the premise that it is, and that somehow Trump won the 2016 election on account of it. He doesn't really have a statute to hang his hat on in New York for that, and he's trying to enforce federal law.
This is going to be fascinating as we move closer to a trial in this case involving huge amounts of money, nearly $500 million is what we're talking about. This is going to be fascinating. A piece of news that has come in from Baltimore and the news conference from about an hour ago, the ship's crew, believe it or not, warned of power issues before it collided with that bridge in Baltimore. That, according to Governor Wes Moore, the governor of the state of Maryland. This will be fascinating to see who was at fault. We have seven people are missing. I believe it's now six people are missing. There have been some rescues, and they are continuing with search and rescue right now. They're not giving up. They've saved a couple of people already. Stay where you are. The latest from Town Hall coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be visiting with Eddie Hamilton, candidate for the U.S. Senate. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp.